As promised, we're joined right now by a second baseman for the Kansas City Royals. He's having a big year. He is sixth in the American League with 16 steals, hitting .288, 10 home runs, 41 runs batted in. He was a ninth-round pick back in 2010 out of South Carolina. Kansas City is in second in the AL Central. They're at Detroit tonight. Whit Merrifield is my guest. Whit, nice to have you back on. How are you?
Good, Jim. How you doing?
I'm great. Great to talk to you, as always. So you win the series opener in Detroit last night. Whit, Salvador Perez, and Mike Moustakas hit consecutive home runs in the 12th. You've won six straight. You're in one of the wild card spots right now, and you're only a game and a half out of first. So how much fun is it to go to the yard every single night right now?
It's exciting. There's a bunch of energy in the clubhouse right now, and it's kind of getting to that point in the season where a lot of moves start happening, and people start making this late push to the playoffs. So it's a real exciting time to be in the clubhouse right now, and we're enjoying every day of it.
You know, it's one thing to be winning, but it's not to be winning the way you are. As an example, on Sunday, you had a pair of home runs, including one that tied the game in the 8th, before Brandon Moss won it in the 9th. So as a team, you've had 4 walk-offs in that homestand, and 6 of your last 8 wins have come in the team's final at-bat. So how do you explain the team being that locked in when the pressure is at its highest?
It's just kind of what we do. We kind of have a flair for the dramatic. For whatever reason, I don't know. But this team seems to, whenever we're down and our back's against the wall, we seem to kind of rally and kind of thrive in that moment, in that situation.
Royal second baseman Whit Merrifield joining us once again. Now, the team made a move yesterday. They had pitching in a trade with the Padres. So what kind of a message does that send the clubhouse in terms of what the team is willing to do to win right now?
Yeah, you know, it's, when we heard about the trade, we all just kind of looked at each other and said it's go time now. We're all in. We're committed to winning, and we're committed to winning right now. And it's exciting. Like I said, it's a lot of fun to come to the park every day. And when you got the front office that believes in your team this year, it's a lot of motivation to go out and perform well every day and win.
What's it like in the clubhouse the week of the trade deadline? I mean, for instance, we're less than a week away. So is this something that you guys talk about in the clubhouse and pay attention to, or is this something you all just kind of block out until it's over?
No, guys keep their eyes on it. We had a kind of a unique situation this year with so many guys that were going to be free agents at the end of the year. So depending on how our season went, it was kind of dictated their future. So we had guys looking at it, and we didn't want to break this team up. We love this team, and we're a tight family here. So we wanted to win, so we could keep these guys on the team, and make a run at it this year. So, guys keep an eye on it.
Well, second baseman Whit Merrifield joining us. Now, when you were on the show last summer, we talked a little bit about your journey, but Ned Yost was talking about it again after Sunday's win. He reminded everybody that back in 2015, you were left unprotected in the Rule 5 draft and that anybody could have taken you, but nobody did. What do you remember about that time, and then what's it like to be where you are right now?
Oh, that was an interesting time in my career. Just kind of looking at it, thinking, what do I got to do for people to notice me? The year I went unprotected, I hit, I think, .340. I had 11 home runs and stole almost 30 bases. And, it was just one of those things where I was kind of questioning whether I'd ever get an opportunity to play at this level. And, I got the opportunity last year and played pretty well. Didn't make the team out of spring training this year, which gave me a little more motivation to start the year, and have made the most of my opportunity this year. So all I ever wanted was an opportunity, and I'm just fortunate and blessed that I've done the most of it.
If you don't mind, why don't you elaborate on that? For instance, you had a big year last year. You had a really nice year last year where you came up in May. You hit .283. You had 22 doubles. And as you point out, you find out that you start this season in the minors. A lot of guys in your situation may have sulked. They may have started the season in a bad way. But you absolutely raked while you were in Omaha. So what was your attitude and your approach when it came to that situation?
It was just another opportunity to prove people wrong. That's kind of been really the story of my whole career is I really like to prove people wrong. I like when people say things about me that I know aren't true and that I know I can do something about. So, they didn't. It was it was it was a decision that they made, and you know, I respect their decision. It's just, it wasn't my decision to be made, but I knew that I could bring something to the table that this team needed, and I wanted to be on this team. I know what it was like in the big leagues. I wanted to get back to the big leagues, and I knew if I went down there and sulked, it wasn't going to do anybody any good. So I went down there and I worked hard, and you know, I was focused every day. It's hard to do in the minor leagues, but I made it a point to really lock in and really focus every game and every at bat. And fortunately, my stay down there wasn't too long.
Whit Merrifield joining us. So it would seem that you've made your point. I mean, that's all behind you now, and you're looking ahead. And I say that because your own manager, Ned Yost, now refers to you as, quote, a fixture. So do you feel like you've established yourself as a major league player and that is all behind you? Or is that something maybe you never allow yourself to think and you maintain an edge if you don't think that way?
No, I think at this point I feel like I belong. I feel like I'm a big leaguer, but there's still a lot for me left to prove. You know, there's still an edge to my game that I need to keep proving myself, and that's what motivates me every day. And but I feel comfortable here in the big leagues. It's no longer like last night, for example, we were facing Verlander. It's no longer kind of an awe, like, oh, I'm facing Justin Verlander. Now it's, okay, what do I got to do to beat this guy? So it's a cool place to be.
Yeah, Whit, speaking of Verlander, a lot of talk about him with the trade deadline coming up. How did he look to you last night? I mean, is he as nasty and as filthy as he's always been? Is he the same pitcher he's always been, Cy Young Verlander?
He's pretty nasty. He's, you know, he's, I think he threw 119 pitches last night, and in his 119th pitch happened to be to me, and it was a 97-mile-an-hour fastball kind of at the letters. He's got such good stuff. He throws four pitches that are all really, really good pitches, and he's got good command, and it's just electric stuff. So he looks like he's in rare form, and he's pitching well.
All right, before I let you go, you're a fan favorite in Kansas City. Every time I tweet or I mention that I'm going to have you or another Royal on the show, I get a huge response from Kansas City Royal fans. So what's it like to play in that town and in front of those fans in particular?
It's a baseball town, man. It really is. The people show up. We had our game Sunday. It was, I think it was 125 degrees on the field, the heat index. And it was, I don't know, we probably had 25,000 people in the stands. And they're loud. They're in the game. They know what's going on. It's just an incredible town to be a part of. And I can't wait to hopefully experience what it's like in postseason baseball.
I want to finally ask you about a video that I saw you post on Instagram in May. It was of somebody absolutely raking in batting practice in Tampa. Was that your father? And if so, what do you make of his swing?
Yeah, that was Pop. That was the first time I've ever seen him swing, to be honest with you. He was a two-time All-American at Wake Forest, two-time ACC Player of the Year, actually, and played a little pro ball, but never seen video of him swinging for whatever reason. There just isn't any video around, so it was cool to share that moment with him. We do a cool little Father's Day trip with the Royals, and I got to spend time with him in Tampa and see him take a little BP. And he didn't get hurt, which was a good thing. So he put on a little bit of a show, which was fun to watch.
It's a good time. He did put on a show. Kansas City at Detroit tonight. They're in second in the AL Central. Whit Merrifield, my guest. Whit, great to have you back on. Thanks so much for doing it. Good luck.
Thanks, Jim.
Whit Merrifield, great story. Great, great story. That's a guy who just persevered, just stayed on it, kept grinding, kept working. Didn't let any negativity creep in, at least not enough to set him back. And now look where he's at. Look what he's doing. Royals fans, do you have a feeling about this particular team and the fact that they were buying and not selling at the trade deadline was a good thing? Still a week to go, and we'll see how it plays out.